This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Allow us to sit back and sip our tea and listen to what the hell your brother did.
Listen, I challenge anyone to come up with something you did that was worse that got you fired, because my little brother...
I'm glad I don't have these stories about how I've gotten fired.
Right?
It's not achievements in life you want.
There, in a Walmart in Deptford, New Jersey, there is millions of dollars worth of viral video based on what my little brother did. So he's working, doing...
He's how old?
He's 22 years old, my little brother, right?
How long is Philly?
Yeah. How long has he held this job, by the way? How long has he worked there?
He's had this job at Walmart for 2 weeks. Okay.
Oh.
2 weeks, you know, seasonal work.
Yeah. So he's literally just got the paperwork done.
Okay.
And he's been trained and he's just starting.
Yeah.
And my little brother is not the most mechanical guy ever. Just like, I'm not the most mechanical guy ever. We're just not mechanics.
Mechanical.
Like screwing
stuff
together.
Put things together.
Yes.
Yeah, the Gibbonses are not handy.
No.
Not known for being
handy. Mama G is very. The kids are not.
Right.
The irony.
So my little brother at Walmart gets put in charge of putting together pallets of home glassware. So he puts together these giant wooden pallets, right, with all this glass stuff on top.
God.
And then he shrink wraps it all.
Mm-hmm.
Then he puts another pallet on top of that, more glass on top of that, and shrink wraps all of that.
Yeah.
And his final task is to use a forklift to lift the stuff up and move it over and put it down. Oh, God. He puts the forklift thing in there. He lifts it up about an inch off the ground. It wobbles. It shakes. It wobbles.
God.
It shakes. And both pallets fall over.
Of
expensive glassware.
And, well, what's Walmart?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Let's not get crazy. Okay, but hold on.
Walmart expensive glassware.
They have the guy using a forklift and he doesn't know how to use a forklift?
Yep.
Why did they let him use?
Fault.
Yeah, that is definitely their fault.
Because
you have to go through classes to be able to drive one of those forklifts. You can't just walk in and operate one of those things.
No.
There's different levers and valves and shifts and things.
So,
was he not supposed to be on the forklift?
I don't know, but he went to his boss and was like, "Boss, did you hear all that stuff that just fell? That was me." And the boss was like, "GTFO, and don't come back.
You're fired."
And we're keeping your check.
And then the kid had the balls to call and go, "Are you guys going to give me my paycheck?" And they're like, "No, dude. In fact, you owe us like $5,000, you dummy." I felt like a terrible brother for laughing at it, but it's just so damn funny.
What's he now? He's just got no job?
Got no job. The kid has had
Did he work before Walmart?
Well, he was working doing security with Mama G.
Your little brother.
Yes, my little brother.
She's gone.
But when Mama G moved, and my little brother had 3 no-call, no-shows at work. And
is your little brother going to fall apart now that your mom has moved here?
Of course.
Probably.
He got to this awful point in his life because somebody was doing everything for him.
He's been
babied
forever.
Can we just keep it real?
Yeah.
You don't
get
to 22 and get fired in 2 weeks unless you're unable to take care of anything. You know what I mean?
So maybe we'll hear next week about a job at Chick-fil-A and he gets fired from there somehow by spilling a bunch of chicken sandwiches.
Can only imagine, my friend. It's a train wreck, but it just keeps on rolling. God bless it.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.